The question was asked, when we encounter in the Torah a description of Hashem as having emotions, Hashem is angry, Hashem is sad, Hashem is happy, how are we supposed to understand it? Why does the Torah use that terminology? So the Rambam writes that when the Torah uses those terms, the Torah is talking in a language that we understand. The concept of Dibirat Torah Kilshon Bnei Adam, that the Torah speaks in terminology that humans will understand, is a concept in Talmud already. The Talmud says it in Tractate Baba Metzia. This really is part of another discussion, which is a discussion of when we should take the Torah literally and when not, which is a broader and slightly different discussion. So we're going to focus on what you brought up with regards to the emotions. So the Torah uses terminology, humanistic terminology, to describe Hashem. It is using that so we understand the Torah on a regular, on a plain level. So then the Torah wants us to appreciate that Hashem cares, so to speak, that Hashem is involved in the world. This is an important concept. It's part of the concept of Hashgacha Pratit, that Hashem is watching over the world and reacts to the world and as such has demands of us and will repay in kind, be it to the Egyptians, be it to Israel. So that's part one. But there is a part two. The Torah says, V'alachta bidrachav, go in God's ways. How do you know what are God's ways? So Rav Soloveitchik connected these two concepts. Rav Soloveitchik said that when the Torah describes Hashem's emotions, what the Torah is also teaching us is what are correct emotions. Where sometimes it's correct to be happy, it's correct to be sad, it's correct to be compassionate. Hashem is called Avi Yatomim Dayan Almanot, as we just learned. He fights for the widows. He takes care of the orphans. So the caring, those traits that are used to describe Hashem, are there also to teach us how to fulfill V'alachta Bidrachav, how to go in God's ways. How am I going to go in God's ways? I can't create a world. What am I supposed to do? Take the Jews out of Egypt, you know, point, give prophecy. What am I supposed to do? Ah, go in God's ways, in His compassionate ways. Learn from God's traits. So that's an adjunct to this concept. So, number one, we said, the on a philosophical level, the verses are not to be taken literally. The verses are speaking on our level, but they're not really describing God. On a second level, there's an advantage to that because it teaches us the idea that God is watching over the world and cares about what goes on in the world. And on a third level is the idea that we can learn from it as to how we are supposed to behave. The second idea, I said, is based on Sefer HaIkarim, in his 11th chapter. Okay?
So if it's